Welcome to Jamaica House Weekly, the program which highlights happenings in the office of the Prime Minister. Last week, Prime Minister Portia Simpson Miller visited Rosetown in Kingston following the completion of a major infrastructural development project in the community. The $2 million US dollar project improved roads, sewage systems, and access to potable water in the community. During her address, Prime Minister Simpson Miller hailed the efforts of His Royal Highness Prince Charles of Wales, who raised funding for the project through a grant from the government of Kuwait. Mrs. Simpson Miller also urged residents of the community to play their part in maintaining the facilities.
Where communities are strong and united, we always have peace, and it's not difficult for development to take place in such a community. Very often, development takes place in a community. Protect your development. It is the responsibility of every citizen of this community to protect everything. It is yours. It is about you. It is about your children and the future of your children.
Following news last week of the historic double victory by sprinters Usain Bolt and Shelly-Ann Fraser-Pryce, who were named IAAF World Athletes of the Year, Mrs. Simpson Miller hailed the development as another crowning victory for the island. Jamaica becomes the first country in the region and the third in the world to win both the top male and female athlete prizes in the same year. Bolt received the IAAF award for the fifth time, while Fraser-Pryce was earning the award for the first time. In congratulating both athletes for the clean sweep, Prime Minister Simpson Miller said the outstanding accomplishment serves to further cement Jamaica's top ranking and extraordinary position in the world of track and field athletics. Also in sports, Portfolio Minister Natalie Nita Headley last week announced that the Jamaica Anti-Doping Commission, JADCO, is to undertake a series of initiatives geared towards boosting its capabilities. Speaking at a press conference at the Office of the Prime Minister on Friday, the sports minister outlined a raft of activities to be undertaken by JADCO personnel in coming weeks. On November 30, six employees will undergo training to serve as doping control officers and blood control officers. Additionally, newly appointed Executive Director of JADCO, Kerry Brown, is to travel to Canada next month to visit the offices of the World Anti-Doping Agency, WADA.
We have accepted an invitation from WADA for the new Executive Director to visit its offices in Canada during the week of December 16th. He will also visit the WADA-accredited laboratory in Montreal and the Canadian Centre for Ethics in Sport, with a view to establishing a cooperative partnership.
Minister Nita Headley said the Office of the Prime Minister has also commissioned a review of current anti-doping legislation to ensure that it is in keeping with international best practices and the WADA code. And at a Jamaica House press briefing last week, Information Minister Senator Sandria Faulkner announced that Cabinet has approved a contract for the design, supply, and retrofitting of air conditioning systems at four state entities. This as the government intensifies measures to increase energy efficiency in the public sector. Under the contract, work will be carried out at the Jamaica Information Service, the Kingston Public Hospital, the Donald Sangster Building at the Sangster International Airport, and the Montego Bay Revenue Service Center.
The installation and supply of new energy-efficient air conditioning equipment is projected to result in a 49% reduction in the energy consumption requirements of these facilities. The contract covers both U.S. and Jamaican dollar requirements and are in the amounts of $1,527,487 and $112,981,491.
The project is being funded through a loan agreement with the Inter-American Development Bank. That's it for this edition of Jamaica House Weekly. Join us again next time. I am Carlene Brown-Thompson.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.